can see love. And we are right here loving all of you on Spiritually Speaking with Sarah all across the nation at 866-972-7247. And pop in on Facebook and YouTube. Give us your questions in the feed and your comments. We look forward to talking to you as well. And we're going to go to our phone line, and we've got our very special guest here for our 8 o'clock hour, our resident astrologer. She's going to tell us what's going on in the planets and the stars. I hear that song in my head. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. So let's see what the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets have to say with my friend Stacy Holler. Stacy, how are you?
Always happy to be here and join you the first week of the month. I can't believe it's July.
I can't either. I'm like, oh, Lord, please. Like, please, please, please. How could it be July already? And then I got excited for Christmas in July on the Hallmark Channel. But then I was like, oh, God, that means it's really almost Christmas before we know it. But I don't know, Stacy. The energy's feeling a little crazy here, so I don't know what you've been feeling and seeing, but I feel like the energy is really charged up. There's a lot of electricity in the energy. There's a lot of people, you know, really uncertain, and people kind of feel like they're walking in circles, really. And so what's going on in the planets and the stars?
Well, pretty much what we have been saying. I mean, the very powerful energies are still affecting us that we've been talking about all year. Pluto in Aquarius and Uranus, which has been in Taurus, which we've been seeing a lot of craziness on the planet, on the Earth, is moving into Gemini. So there's a lot of configurations and energies that are very confusing for us. You know, this week Neptune goes into retrograde, so if Neptune doesn't confuse us enough, let's ratchet that up a little bit. And we've got some energies coming in that we want to talk about. What's happening this month? In your email, didn't you put it's back? And we've got a retrograde coming in, and we've got Uranus. So we have some energies, and it's just a matter of knowing that they're there and navigate. How are you all navigating all of this? And it's being looking inside, staying close to your truth, and doing what's right for you in your life, because that's how we're going to navigate all of this. But I want to talk about a couple of things this month. Just, you know, it's like you want to see the lay of the land before you step into it, so you know what's happening. And I want to mention Uranus, because that's a very powerful planet that throws curveballs at us. And it is moving into Gemini, an air sign, on July 7th. That's next Monday. So while it's been affecting the Earth, now it's going to Gemini, the planet of communication. So watch out for technology things going a little crazy, or new technologies, or breaches, or that's all Uranus, communication. So we might see some things really accelerating with technology after that. Then we have a full moon that I know you know all about. You're having your session, correct, on the full moon in Capricorn on the 10th?
Yes, we're having our full moon surrender, transform, release ceremony, and we are going to really tune into our sound bowls and our flower ceremony to cleanse and release everything that doesn't serve us.
Well, for anyone who's going, and I would encourage all of you to attend, because it is the perfect way to complete that cycle. This full moon is about endings. The full moon's about what did you want to accomplish this year, because it's the cycle that you started at the beginning of last year, your resolutions. So it is a time of release and endings and transformations. So when I go through everybody's sign, I'm going to let you know where in your chart that full moon is, what part of your life. So when you're working with Sarah on that wonderful transformative session, you at least know exactly where in your life you could focus on. So we'll talk about that. Mercury retrograde is back on the 18th. So we all know the scary R's, But really what it means is rethink, reprocess, reassess. Don't start new things if you do, just be very careful, cross all your T's and dot your I's. It's a great time to review and do things you've done before. Now, what's interesting is the new moon in Leo on the 24th is also very powerful. It's extra charged because of the configurations in the sky. And yet the new moon is when you start new things and you envision a new six-month cycle. So while we look at everybody's horoscope for the month, we're going to talk about where this full moon is, where you're doing your healing and your transformation. We're going to take a look at where Mercury retrograde falls in your chart. And guess what? It's the same place as the new moon. So when you hear your sign or your rising sign, listen to both if you know what your rising sign is. This is where you're going to reflect. And when I tell you about where to envision the new things, it's going to be the same. Does that sound a little confusing, Sarah? We have a retrograde and a new moon in the same energy.
It sounds like a lot. It sounds like it's going to feel intense. So tell us how to navigate this, because it's only July here, Stacy. So we want to make sure we don't pass out from the energies and the hot summer heat.
Well, we need to let everybody know we're only the messengers here, right? Like, don't shoot the messenger. But it is, there are still going to be energies that shake this up. We all haven't landed yet. But stay true to yourselves. If you're confused, look inside. That will guide you. But let's look at everybody's sign and rising sign and see how these energies are going to affect you this month. So we're going to start with Aries. Now, the full moon for you is in your house of career. So what were you imagining? What did you put into motion 6-7 months ago of the goals you wanted in your career? Your Mercury retrograde is in your fifth house. Now, that's romance. So you know what could happen in a retrograde? Some old love might come back or show up in your life. Doesn't mean you should go with it, but it could happen. Or look at creative projects. But watch your communications. Now, the new moon is also in your fifth house. So don't move so quickly. Start planning where you might want to meet somebody or where you want to go. So the Mercury retrograde, everyone, ends on August 11th, and there's still a little shadow after that. So go slowly, Aries, into your fifth house of love. Now, Taurus, the full moon for you is in your ninth house. That's all about travel and studies, education. Maybe you finally finished a class or you finally booked that trip. It's a good time for media. The Mercury retrograde and your new moon are in your fourth house. So that's all about your home. So watch your communications with your family during this retrograde. If you're thinking of making home improvements, plan it. But then it's a great time to go for it with the new moon energy when the retrograde is over. Gemini, your full moon is in your eighth house. That is very intimate, close relationships and your shared finances. So whatever you were working on back when it was a new moon, now is when some of that could come to fruition for you. Now, your retrograde and new moon is in your third house of communications. So Mercury is all about communications. Be careful before you hit send. Let me put it that way. Watch all your communications. But things that new projects that you're working on, start planning during the retrograde. And when that energy is over, that's a great time to kick those off. Now, Cancer, the full moon for you is in your house of committed relationships. So if you've been in a should I stay or should I go, this might bring you that answer. The Mercury retrograde and your new moon is in your house of money. So during the retrograde, really cross your T's, dot your I's, make sure everything is in order with your finances. And after that, it's a great time to do financial planning. So you could start your planning during the retrograde and then start actualizing what you're doing after the retrograde. Now, Leo, the full moon for you is in your house of work and health. So if you've been working on making those doctor's appointments or setting up new routines or organizing your house, if that's been your plans, you should be cleaning that stuff up now. Now, your Mercury retrograde and new moon is in your first house. That's all about you, personal goals. So during the retrograde, you might have people show up from the past. You might be confused about what you want and where you want to go, but the new moon's going to bring you the energies to really take a look at the personal goals you want to accomplish over the next 6 months. Virgo, the full moon for you, fifth house, love, fun, romance. So Virgo, on the full moon, go out and have some fun. Go party. Now, the Mercury retrograde and your new moon is in the 12th house. So after you party, then it's going to be in self-reflection time. It's behind closed doors. It's healing. So it's a really good time to clean out some old stuff, do some meditating. It's a healing time. And the new moon could bring you the energy that if therapy or working with a healer, you could find some really good people to help you on your path. Libra, the full moon is in your house of home and family, so there might be some culmination of things you've been working on in your family or completing in your house. The Mercury retrograde, a new moon for you, is in your 11th house of goals and dreams and people and friends. So you might have some old friends pop up, come back to you. You might be rethinking goals that you have had. And think about really where you want to go in the next 6 months, and you could start moving in that direction after the retrograde ends towards the end of August. Scorpio, your full moon is in your house of communication, so there could be some very meaningful conversations going on for you during the full moon. The Mercury retrograde and the new moon are in your house of career. So during a retrograde, wait for starting a new job if you can or signing contracts. But if you're in a job search, it might be a great time to reconnect with people that you've known before that could get you going and clear your path. So rethink it, or you might be rethinking what you want your next move in your career to be. And then after the energy dissipates and the new moon energy is in there for you, that's when you want to plan your next career move. Where do you want to be in 6 months? Sag, the full moon for you is in your house of money, so maybe you'll see some money coming in or a shift in your plans or a change in your values. Your Mercury retrograde and new moon is in your ninth house. Okay, so that's about travel. So really watch your traveling, Sag, during this Mercury retrograde. Or if you want to go back to a place you've been before, it's a great time for that. But you might have delays because that's what Mercury retrograde is all about. And if you're thinking about planning other trips or education, think about it through the Mercury retrograde. And once the new moon energy comes in at the end of August, you could really make those plans and make it happen. Also goes for the media, too. Capricorn, the full moon is in your first house. That's about you, your identity, your appearance. What have you been working on? What do you want to look like? And your Mercury retrograde and new moon is in your eighth house. That is about intimate relationships. It also is about shared resources. So during the retrograde, you want to take a look and reassess your shared assets with other people or take a look at your deep intimate relationships and what you want. I wouldn't make a move on anything, but after that dissipates, you'll still have the new moon energy to take the next steps. Aquarius, the full moon is in your 12th house. That's time for you to release and let go what's been weighing you down. Deep in your soul, what you need to heal. Your Mercury retrograde and your new moon is in your house of committed relationships, Aquarius. So that's all about, are you thinking about marriage or ending a marriage? Are you thinking about a business partnership or ending a business partnership? Don't make any of those moves during the retrograde. Really reflect. You might have old lovers coming back to you, too, or old business partners, but you can make that next move after the retrograde. And then Pisces, your full moon is in your house of goals, of friends, of associations. So you might decide, I don't want to be with this group anymore. These aren't my people, and I'm moving on. Or you might meet some new people that are going to become very important to you in your inner circle. And your Mercury retrograde and new moon are in your house of everyday life, new habits. So in this retrograde, figure out your schedule, but watch communications. That's when your calendars could get all screwed up. But you can make plans for new habits. And maybe when the retrograde is over, do not start going to the gym during the retrograde unless we used to go, but this is a good time to start getting going. So there are ways to navigate it, Sarah. We're really just being called to look at those parts of our life, reassess, and then make some changes so we could move on.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a busy time for all of the astrological signs. But let's take a step back, Stacy, and let's look at the big picture. Each one of these signs are going to have their own unique hiccups and things to look for, things to build, ways to grow. But what can we say for the world with the way the planets are? Do you have any insight on what, you know, the ways of the world will be during these times? How could the Mercury retrograde affect it? How could some of these other retrogrades affect us as a collective in the month of July? Are we going to see things kind of percolate for humanity overall? Is it going to be a big time of reflection for our country, for other countries? What's been your sense from what you've seen in all of the astrology that you've been following thus far?
Well, the powerful energies of transformation are really still pushing us to figure out what kind of humanity we are, what kind of planet do we want to live in, and it's very, very extra charge for transformation. All the energies are there. And that's when retrogrades come, like the Mercury retrograde comes about every 3 or 4 months or so, and every planet has its cycle and takes its time to stop and reflect. And I always look at that as a kind of a breather, because we all need to stop and look inside and think, where am I? What am I doing? What do I want to do? Am I on the right path? So it's kind of built into the energies that we all stop at certain times in certain planets, pushes different energies for us, depending on which it is. We feel the Mercury a lot because it's a personal planet, and we feel it more critically than the larger planets. That's when we feel it on the global scale more. So I think for this month, you know, the Mercury retrograde also brings up things from the past. Not always easy, but it's time to kind of reflect that. So when an old person comes back into your life, it's for you to reconsider, is this right for me now? Do I want this? What did I learn from this person? So to answer your question, as where the planet is being pushed to change, and clearly Mother Earth hasn't been happy with us, and it's showing everywhere. And like Uranus, which is showing us why we need to pay attention to the Earth, moving into Gemini, it's all about how we communicate with each other. How do we move our society forward? And the retrogrades give us time to pause. So I don't think it's going to be a completely, I don't think we're all going to see that kind of slowdown, because stuff will still continue to happen. Mm-hmm. But the retrograde is time for us to really take an opportunity to reassess and look inside and kind of slow down before we move forward. So no, we'll see how this plays out.
I hear that song in my head. Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. That's kind of what I hear in my head, right? That sense of,
well,
we really have to mm-hmm. really have to come from a better place of love and awareness for everything around us. Gratitude, awareness, love.
Yeah, so when, you know, when singing, I'm thinking, what percentage of the world's music is focused about love? From love is the answer to love is all you need. We get these messages everywhere, channeled right. to us. Now we need to pay attention.
We need to pay attention, yeah. We need to pay attention and see the world differently. Well, we thank you, Stacy, for sharing time with us. For those of you listening, if you'd like to have a phenomenal chart done for your astrology, your birth chart, transit chart, progressive chart, whatever you need, Stacy knows what you need, and she'll be able to help you and chart out, map out your life with the power of the planets, the stars, and really tune into why you are where you are and what you can look forward to and what you want to be aware of so that you do not end up in a place of like, oops, here I am again, right? Especially during retrogrades and things. It's so good to know where you're going to possibly be affected so that you can plan for it and work around it. Stacy is the expert at this. She has been an astrologer for 30 years. And you can find her at destinyinthestars.com, destinyinthestars.com. And you can there register for your birth chart and some of the other selections that she has of other readings that she offers you there, different types of charts. So go to destinyinthestars.com and book your session now. Whether you have just had your birthday, you're about to have your birthday, or you're in the midway from your birthday and you're like, okay, seriously, I need to know what's going to happen for the second half of the year. This is your go-to place. Go to destinyinthestars.com. Thank you so much, Stacy. We appreciate you. I know you've been hanging out with us, and I know you've been listening to the show for all 16 years, so we appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And I got corrected earlier. I thought it was like 744 live shows. No, no. They're like, no, Sarah, you're at 775 live shows. And you've pretty much been part of almost every one of them one way or another, either as a listener or, of course, now as our astrologer for the past few years. So we do appreciate you.
Well, I love being with you and going down this journey with you and all your listeners. Thank you so very much. Folks, hang on. We will all be okay and get through this together with love. And I'll see you all next month.
Thank you so much. All right, Stacy. Bye for now. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.